This winter's well below normal snowfall could help reduce flooding during breakup. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says runoff from snowmelt is one of the factors that affects spring flood potential.
This year, with less snow on the ground and less water to go in the rivers, there's a better chance that the breakup will not be as severe.
The National Weather Service has measured just 24.8 inches of snow at Fairbanks' International Airport this winter. That's about 40 inches below normal and the third lowest season snow total on record in over 100 years. The low snow totals are consistent across the interior. While minimal snow means less water runoff, Plum says it makes for thicker ice.
With less snowfall, there's less insulating snowpack on the ice. And we measure ice thicknesses around the first of each month through the winter. And most sites are at normal or slightly thicker than normal. And that is probably due to less snowfall.
Thicker ice can mean more ice jam potential during breakup, but Plum says springtime weather will be the deciding factor in what happens.
The real trigger to breakup is actually the temperatures. So if we have a spring where the temperature goes above freezing during the day and, you know, we get some snow melt, and so the snow basically kind of bleeds off during the day, but then it refreezes at night. So when the river does fill up with water and the ice starts to move, the ice tends to be in a more weakened state, and we get more of like what we call a mush out.
Plum says a rapid warm-up leads to snow melt rushing into rivers. The fracture of strong ice jams and severe flooding, like what happened last spring in Eagle and some other river communities.